You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to This Day in History with Benjamin J. Goldson.
What are we doing here? All right, here we go. This day in history, going back to 1962 for the official declaration of Algerian independence from France. This took place after quite a long war, sort of irregular warfare in Algeria, which had then spread into parts of mainland France, metropolitan France, as it's called. And of course, so Algeria, having been a French colony since the sort of mid-19th century, was a part of the wave of sort of the decolonization period that you had following World War II.
The world was shocked by one of the bloodiest episodes in Algeria's grim and bitter 31-month-old struggle between France and Muslim nationalists seeking independence. This is Melouza, a small native community after the raid in which every male over 15 was lined up en masse before rebel firing squads. These few escaped the raid that signaled a new wave of terrorism in Algeria. Nationalist spokesmen answered denunciations with countercharges of French atrocities, and both sides called for the sympathy of the outside world, which saw ravaged Melouza as symbolic of the savage conflict in which Muslim slays Muslim without mercy in the cause of Arab nationalism.
Yes, and this war did continue, prompting sort of more and more increases of troops from France, who ultimately failed to quell the rebellion.
France's hour of destiny. Though Paris has witnessed many a political crisis in the post-war years, this was a crisis with a difference that confronted Monsieur Gaillard's eventual successor, Monsieur Flimelin, the new premier. Hardly had he succeeded in forming a government than the news came of a near revolution in Algeria. The Algerian question, of course, has been the obstacle that one French government after another has failed to surmount. 7/8 of Algeria consists of Sahara Desert. But beneath the sands of the desert lies wealth that could possibly solve all France's problems. Already the oil has begun to flow. Algeria is certainly vital to French economy. Since 1954, there has been war. A remorseless war between the nationalists and the French army. And French paratroops have been in the forefront of the struggle, which has pinned down some 400,000 men. Now to the crisis in Algeria. Thousands of French people filling the streets in a mass demonstration. Fears that Flimelin would not get his vote, or that he might abandon Algeria, led to General Massou, the paratroop commander, setting up a committee of public safety. But as the rioting in Algiers increased and spread, it was described as a situation on the brink of civil war. Law and order had gone. The authority of the French government was openly defied and derided. This indeed was the fact that made these demonstrations so different in character and content from previous disorders. The Republic was certainly in grave danger at this moment. And danger to France is inseparable from danger to the whole Western alliance. The crisis was so acute that President Coty himself called on the army to remain loyal to the government in Paris. But in Paris too, where demonstrations were banned, clashes with the police broke out. These and other disturbances led to a state of emergency being declared by the government. Meanwhile, on both sides of the Mediterranean, there was a demand for General de Gaulle to take over. The wartime Free French leader issued a statement that he was in readiness to assume the powers of the Republic. France, in spite of all her past sacrifice, faces a situation of the utmost gravity. As friend and ally, Britain hopes that the clouds now darkening her destiny will soon disperse.
Yes, and as you heard there, that's when the Algerian War got quite messy. There was basically a sort of semi-coup in France, which led to the downfall of the Fourth Republic and the rise of the Fifth Republic, which had a much strengthened sort of presidency, which was taken by Charles de Gaulle, sort of wartime hero, roughly equivalent to like a Winston Churchill type figure, who'd been very popular with the army, who, as you heard there, had gotten quite sort of upset at the way that the civilian government was handling the Algerian War of Independence. However, surprising his sort of right-wing followers, some of whom then did turn to sort of open terrorism in France, de Gaulle actually backed Algerian independence, conducting a massive referendum on the issue.
France and Algeria go to the polls in an historic referendum on President de Gaulle's program to end the violent and costly North African crisis. De Gaulle has called for resounding approval of his plan for provisional self-rule and eventual self-determination for Algeria. Anything less, he'll view as a negative return. In metropolitan France, 15 million ballots are cast, 75% in de Gaulle's favor. In Algeria, the percentage of votes is somewhat lower. More serious is widespread abstention, both by French right-wingers and by Muslims influenced by the Algerian nationalists. The massive endorsement sought by de Gaulle is not forthcoming, but there is still a decisive vote of confidence both in France and Algeria, notwithstanding fierce opposition. There is support enough to hope for progress at last by Charles de Gaulle towards a peaceful settlement in Algeria.
Yes, and this vote was successful, resulting in the end of the Algerian War.
France was at peace for the first time since 1939, as President Charles de Gaulle's government brought the war to an end in Algeria. It was the end of nearly 8 years of bloodshed, and the African nation won its freedom after 132 years of rule. The man who emerged as strongman was Vice Premier Ben Bella, a leftist who soon found himself beset with a score of problems. He had to turn to France for help as the new nation faced an economic collapse.
And so with the withdrawal of French troops, Algeria officially declared its independence on this day in history, 1962.
The United Nations admits its 109th member. Algerian Premier Ahmed Ben Bella arrives to represent the new nation in the induction ceremonies. U Thant, Acting Secretary General of the General Assembly, presides over the opening ceremonies as on a rainy New York morning, the crescent and star banner of Algeria is raised for the first time before the UN headquarters. Mr. Ben Bella, who is to visit both President Kennedy and Cuban Premier Castro before returning home, tells the Assembly that his country has a strictly neutralist, though not passive, policy in the struggle between the East and the West.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.